Good morning and welcome to episode one of our Trainee Times podcast series. My name is David Pritchard, head of marketing at Sintons, along with Leah Greenwell, who is a fifth year solicitor apprentice. Now, as we mentioned in our introduction podcast that we released just before Christmas, this Trainee Times podcast series is going to run across 14 episodes, and you're going to hear from all our current trainee solicitors and solicitor apprentices and two of our newly qualified solicitors. Episode 14 will be a question and answer session, so please do send your questions in that you would like our trainee solicitors and solicitor apprentices to answer. You can do that by emailing me, david.pritchard@sintons.co.uk. So to podcast one today, and as I mentioned, I have Leah Greenwell with me today. So we're going to talk a little bit about the format for these podcasts is going to be roughly the same. So I'm going to ask Leah just to introduce herself and tell us a little bit about her.
Hello. So as David says, my name's Leah and I am a fifth year solicitor apprentice at Sintons. So just a little bit about me and my kind of route and experience so far. So it's not, you know, the most inspiring story of them all. I went to just a local comprehensive sixth form, and I was quite academic in school, bit of a nerdy pants really when I think about it, you know, always kind of loved learning, and I, you know, I did quite well during my GCSEs and went on to do, you know, really well at sixth form as well. So it was always kind of assumed that I would go off to university, really. That was kind of always the route that I was meant to take. It was always going to be GCSEs, do my A-levels in sixth form, and then I was going to go off to university. So when I got into sixth form and I was performing really well, like I say, it was kind of, it was just channeled into me really that the next step was going to be university full time. And throughout sixth form, you know, doing my whole, my ACAS application forms and going to open days at university, there wasn't one time I can honestly say where I felt really excited about going to university full time. I remember speaking to, you know, kind of all the girls in sixth form. They were so excited about moving out into their student halls. They were going shopping for, you know, things to kind of kit out their bedrooms and all sorts. And to be honest, I couldn't have thought of anything worse than going to university at the time. But when I think back, there was no real alternatives to university. It was kind of, you're academic, you go to university, or you go into a job. The apprenticeships available at the time were in areas that I wasn't particularly interested in, and there was certainly not a thing as a higher degree apprenticeship where you would be working and studying towards your degree at the same time. So really what I ended up doing was sitting kind of my exams at the end of year 13, came out with good grades, and I decided, well, I might as well go to university and, you know, I'll give it a go and see what it's about. But I think I lasted about 3 weeks. I think 3 weeks later, that's all it kind of took me to realise that it just definitely wasn't for me at all. You know, I don't know what it was, and maybe I would have had a different experience had I gone to a different university, if I had studied something different. But yeah, I was always, I guess, probably a little bit cynical about how much university was at the time. I didn't feel particularly passionate about it. And you know, the reality is you can spend all that kind of money going through university and there wasn't any job security at the end. I didn't know what my career options were going to be. So yeah, maybe I entered it in the wrong kind of mindset. Maybe I was a little bit too cynical about it at the time, but that was just the way that I felt about university. And you know, we work with plenty of people at Sintons. I've got plenty of friends who have all gone to university and they've had the best time. They've had the best 3 or 4 years of their lives. You know, they've thoroughly enjoyed it. They've had brilliant experiences, but that was just my experience at the time.
Okay, so you left university.
Yeah.
What happened next?
So when I was in school, I always had just part-time jobs, retail jobs or hospitality, just to kind of like see me through really. A bit of pocket money is what most kind of students do. So I left university, much to my family's dismay and distraught that I was the first one in the family to go to university and drop out in 3 weeks. So yeah, so like I say, I had a little part-time job in retail, and because I left university, I basically ended up in retail full-time. So that was kind of over the winter into the following year. And I just kind of thought, you know, as fun as retail was at the time, I knew in myself I was never going to have a career in retail. It was something that, again, I wasn't particularly passionate about. It was sort of just a means to an end. And, you know, the bottom line was I had worked really hard during my time in school and I'd come out with, you know, quite good A levels, and I almost felt like they were going to waste. And it wasn't ever the fact that I didn't want a degree. I definitely wanted to push myself further. I wanted my degree, I wanted a good career. I just felt a little bit lost at the time as to what the next step was. So I always knew that I did have a passion for law, and it was something that I wanted to pursue further. But as I say, I was a little bit lost and didn't really know what my options were. So I spent weeks and weeks and weeks researching into whether I could get work experience as, you know, a starting point, whether there was paralegal positions, whether universities would offer sort of a part-time course where I'd be able to get work experience at the same time. And when I was doing all of that and kind of looking into all the local law firms, I came across the solicitor apprenticeship route. And without trying to sound too cringe, it was as if someone had been listening to me somewhere and had put in exactly what I wanted into a position. And I couldn't believe it. It was almost like it was too good to be true that I would be working in a firm full-time, getting the experience I needed, and they would be putting me through my degree as well.
This was a brand new scheme in the Northeast at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a brand new scheme. So hence why when I was at sixth form, I had no idea about it, but because it didn't exist at the time. So it was really just so lucky that it worked out. I dropped out of uni and the scheme was then introduced in the Northeast. So the solicitor apprenticeship in this area is the Northeast Solicitor Apprenticeship, NESA. That's what it's shortened down to. And as a, you know, kind of brief overview of it, it's a 6-year scheme. So you spend those 6 years working in a firm in Newcastle, and the first 4 of them years you're at university and you're studying towards your degree, and at the end of those 4 years you will graduate with your law degree. And your last 2 years you undertake some further exams, further qualifications, which are called the solicitors qualifying exams, the SQEs. And I can't kind of speak for other firms, but the format at Sinton's is that those last 2 years are very similar to a training contract. So because I'm falling into my last 2 years at the minute, I'm on a 6-month seat rotation, much like the trainees. I'm very much treated the same. There's absolutely no difference in our kind of responsibilities and expectations and, you know, how we're kind of treated it in the firm. So
it's just phenomenal how quick the 5 years has gone, actually, from your photo on the first day you arrived to
fresh out
as how old were you? At 18 at the
18
time.
18 at the time, which is quite daunting, really, when I think about it. Honestly, don't know how I did it at the time, because kind of fairly fresh out of sixth form, having never stepped foot in a law firm as well, and that was probably when I think that was probably quite a daunting thing, because I think, you know, if there's any students out there who are listening, you will know fine well how competitive law can be. So I kind of remember turning up to my interviews and thinking I didn't even study law when I was in school. That wasn't a module that I could have picked. You know, I had no kind of work experience. I had no connections to the legal sphere, really. I'm very much from a working class background. I had no kind of connections into any of the firms in Newcastle. So I kind of, you know, went to my interviews, I guess really expecting the worst, which I'm coming across as a very cynical and negative person today. But yeah, perhaps not expecting the worst, but maybe not expecting anything to kind of come of it. But that is the beauty of the apprenticeship, really, in that, you know, you don't need, there's no expectations on you because you're coming out of school. The whole point of the apprenticeship is that you learn as you're going along, and you're there at the firm to learn, you're at university to learn all the kind of academic side of things. So really, when you're kind of going through all your recruitment, the main focus is that, you know, you've got a passion for it, because it is a 6-year scheme, it is long, and firms need to know that you're going to be fully invested and you're going to be fully committed to the scheme as well.
And remind me what your degree result was.
I did get a first.
Which is phenomenal. Achievement.
And you're making me blush a little bit that no one can see. But yes, you know, and that... that's testament, you know, to kind of the support that I had from Sintons as well throughout the last 4 years. Although, you know, we'll shortly speak to Nathan, who's also a fifth year solicitor apprentice. You know, me and Nathan and the other guys that we've got here, you know, we do work incredibly hard, but we probably wouldn't have come out with results like that had we not have had the support from a firm that gave us the study time that we needed, you know, took the time to balance our workload whilst we're in the office and making sure, you know, that we're never working crazy hours. That's going to then eat into time that we should be studying. So
I think it's a mixture, isn't it? It's a great firm, first and foremost, as you say. I think it's great individuals who come here as solicitor apprentices. All our trainee solicitors and solicitor apprentices are of the highest quality and an actual pleasure to work with. And being in the marketing team, we do work with you a lot.
Yeah, on different, we do. We're really we work quite closely together in terms of, you know, the charity events that we do, the business development that we do, and, you know, we get great support from you guys and kind of shaping us into the solicitors that we need to be upon qualification. So
I think the third point there is the scheme. The scheme itself is phenomenal.
Yeah.
They're just, when I left school, and I'm not going to say how many years ago was. No. No, I'm not, because it was a long time ago, but there wasn't the opportunities for this type of apprenticeship. A lot of friends went to be mechanics. A lot of friends went to be plumbers and electricians, and that was the type of apprenticeships that were available at the time. And just, I've worked in law a long time. I'm 20 years this year in law, and it just wasn't available. And it just is it's a phenomenal opportunity. And when I saw it coming, I just thought, you know, this will be a game changer for a lot of people. And I think your story is testament to that.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean, and you know, you don't have to kind of, we'll not joke about when you left school many moons ago.
1992.
But you know, I left sixth form, you know, when did I leave sixth form? 2016, which really isn't that long ago. And just then there was nothing like this at that time. So, and like I say, in the last 5 years, apprenticeships have really taken off, because I mean, what is not to like about having a newly qualified solicitor or someone who's newly qualified in whatever profession that their apprenticeship is in, and having them start with so much experience behind them? It's a win-win.
So tell us a little bit about the departments you've worked in so far and are working in.
So when I started the firm in 2017 now, 5 years ago, 2017, I started a little bit earlier than the rest of the kind of trainee apprentice cohort, and I paralegaled for a little bit in our personal injury department. So I spent 2 years in that seat. And like I say, I can't kind of speak for other firms, but Sintons are really keen to make sure that those couple of years you spend, it's almost like the first year you kind of spend getting settled into the firm, knowing the ropes, getting used to IT systems. You know, it is quite a big transition from being in school to then being in, you know, full-time work in an office. So that kind of year, that first year, is just an initial settling in period. And then that second year is for you to kind of, you know, really start getting your teeth into things and getting really involved with the work. So that's the kind of rationale behind getting that 2 years experience in that seat. So I had two brilliant years in PI. And after that, I went upstairs to our employment team, and I spent another 2 years in the employment team, which took me quite nicely to the end of my degree as well. And like I say, I had a brilliant time in employment as well.
Well, we worked together a lot with employment, because you would write a lot of the bulletins.
Yeah, employment was a brilliant team, really, because, you know, they were so good at kind of business development, whether it be articles, webinars, seminars they'd host. And unfortunately, a lot of that was impacted, you know, with COVID. So it was a bit of a turbulent seat in terms of, you know, not getting the full experience of business development, but that was just seen across the board and across every single firm in Newcastle, really, wasn't it?
And talking of the employment team, they're actually in a room next door having a team meeting after they've turfed us out of our room this morning, because there was more of them. So we're currently in a smaller room next door, and they're in the luxurious suite next door. So take us on to your seat where you are now.
So yeah, so as I mentioned a little bit earlier, so once you've kind of done those first 4 years, got your degree, the last 2 years, you fall into the trainee seat rotation. So I'll just very briefly, if there's anybody out there who's listening who's maybe perhaps not too sure what the trainee seat rotation is, if you don't follow the solicitor apprenticeship route, and you do the conventional going to university, getting your degree, you then apply for what is a training contract, and then you'll come into the firm and you do 6 months in each department across the 2 years, and then you will go on to qualify. But one of the trainees in one of our podcasts will go into that in much more detail. So now I'm at year 5 of the apprenticeship. Nathan and I are classed as the trainee group. So we will be going on to our 6 month seat rotations. So the first seat that I'm in at the minute is our real estate team, dealing with, you know, we've got commercial property, we've got agricultural upstairs, we've got construction, diocese, we've got, it's a huge department, isn't it? And it's a it's a brilliant one to do a seat in, because you're just exposed to such a wide range of work all the time. Every day is a different day.
And as with all the departments, you know, you've got some absolutely phenomenal lawyers that are locally and nationally mm-hmm. recognised. So you're learning from the best.
You do, you really do. And one of the things, if I can, you know, give one little bit of advice to perhaps if there's other trainees or other solicitor apprentices out there listening, or, you know, like I say, students who are wanting a career in law, it's to be a sponge.
Yeah, I agree entirely.
That is my advice, to be spongy, because
I got that same advice very early on in my career from one of the senior partners that I work with.
And it's just to go into every single department and just absorb as much as you can, really learn from everybody, because as David says, we've got so many incredible lawyers across the firm, and you know, they've got so much experience behind them, so you know, you need to really be approaching your training as a sponge, taking everything in, you know, and really making the most of your training, because otherwise, you know, it would just be a total waste.
And the great thing as well is they're willing to share that.
Yeah.
You know, we talk mm-hmm. again about Sinton's being a great place to work, and the culture and the environment, how mm-hmm. the individuals, our trainees and our solicitor apprentices are phenomenal, how the schemes themselves are phenomenal, but mm-hmm. our people are phenomenal in that they are so selfless mm-hmm. in terms of the time that they give you to help you develop, because ultimately it's reciprocal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
People will have done that to them as they
they
climbed
their
career ladder and, mm-hmm. and did their training, and you just got to look at some of the people who've trained from within Sinton's that are now senior figures, senior partners mm-hmm. within the organisation. So it is a very reciprocal thing, but it makes it a nice mm-hmm. conducive environment to learn.
It does. I totally agree, and kind of going back to when I first started, I had this, you know, I'd only ever kind of seen law firms on the telly or in books, and I couldn't believe when I came into Sinton's, not that I thought every law firm was going to be really dark and gloomy.
Did you think it was going to be like Suits?
Suits, like, it was just going to be like books piled high to the ceilings, and, you know, everybody was kind of in like their work power mode, and nobody would want to talk to you because they were just so busy all the time. And I honestly could not believe how friendly and just
welcoming
and, you know, it's almost quite like a warming feeling when I come into work on a morning. It's just so lovely. And one of the things that I really loved about Sinton's is that, and it's such a basic, you know, office structure, but, you know, we don't have offices, and that is such an amazing thing when you're learning, because
I'm a big fan of open plan.
The open plan office means, you know, I'm sat at my desk and, you know, a partner's just sat like right across me, and I can just ask them any questions I've got. I can, you know, get feedback on work. You can, not that you want to eavesdrop on people's conversations as such, but you can kind of hear how...
It's back to the sponge comment, isn't it?
Yeah, you can be as spongy as you like.
You're absorbing the best bits, aren't you?
Yeah, and you can kind of really pick up on, you know, the way that others deal with clients, and, you know, you just kind of pick up on those characteristics, and as David says, you just kind of like, you just take it all in, and it forms part of your training, which is so important.
What you've also got, and then we're going to move on to you outside of work, but what you've also got is phenomenal support teams as well, who assist the business to run. Mm-hmm. So our IT department, second to none. Our people services department are phenomenal. Our accounts team the same. Our training team, and obviously I'm going to say marketing.
Marketing team.
I'm going to very shyly say marketing, but obviously, you know, it takes all these departments to make a firm work and run.
It does, and, absolutely.
I couldn't forget our front of house team either, because it just doesn't work without everybody sort of working together. So
that's the thing. That's the most important thing to kind of remember. You know, a law firm, it's not just solicitors and partners, and you know, you've got a whole team of people that makes the firm run, and that makes, you know, your days is the best that they can be.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about your route. We've talked about how you got here. We've talked about how you're doing here. We've talked about where you've worked. Let's hear a little bit about you outside of work.
I know this
because obviously I'm a big fan, but tell us a little bit.
Well, a little bit about me outside of work. So I'll start, you know, with the nice one, in that I'd not long had a puppy. He's 18 months and he's just so fluffy and cute. So he takes up a lot of my time. When I'm not, you know, kind of chasing him because he's stolen someone's tennis ball, I do play rugby, and I've played rugby now for about 12 years. I can't say I've played solid 12 years of rugby because I'm constantly injured, as I am now. So it's been 12 years on and off between injuries. Yeah, so again, I was, you know, very sporty in school, and I got dragged along to a rugby tournament one day, and I just absolutely loved it and just thought, you know, this is just something that I want to do all the time. So I went through school playing rugby. The team that I played for in my youth, I went up to Tynedale because that was, you know, the closest youth team that there was around. Women's rugby hadn't really taken off at the time. I did have a bit of a nasty injury which put me out for 4 years, so I got back into it a few years ago, and I'm at Bladen at the minute. And
not just at Bladen, you are the
The captain, yes, of Bladen.
I'll just say this: I've played touch rugby across from Leah, and I'm 6 foot 6'4" and many stones. All I'll say about facing Leah on a rugby pitch, even with it being touch rugby, fierce.
Can I just say I'm not 6'4", nor do I.
it's still fierce.
I'm only small. It's something that I've absolutely loved. And, you know, it's tricky when I'm just clearly so injury prone and a bit of a walking disaster. But yeah, Sinton's are so supportive of that. And, you know, they sponsor me. That's my sponsor for the next couple of seasons. And it's just, you know, they absolutely jumped at the opportunity when I asked if that was something that they would be interested in. And they're just so keen to support you in any way that they can.
Well, it's nice to be able to support you in something outside of work as well. And, and you are, I consider you a role model, actually, in terms of in terms of what you do. I've always been phenomenally, I'm not sporty, as Leah will tell you, but I'm you know, just always, I think you're a really great ambassador for the sport. So it's from my point of view, I think it's a great thing to be involved with.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I guess with any kind of team sport, you just, there's that camaraderie that you get, and it just, you know, from your own kind of health point of view, your physical health, your mental health, it's important when you're kind of working in the office, when you've got university work on top of that. It's just so important to get out, get some fresh air, and, you know, it's just something that I absolutely love. So
okay, Leah, so as we start to wind down, I've always wanted to say that at the end of a podcast, at the end of this podcast, I hope you kind of understand these podcasts are slightly different. We did say that in the trailer to our usual podcasts, which are far more formal in nature, and these are less formal, and there's a little bit more about us in them, and it's really just trying to give you a realistic view of what life's like, a human view of what life is like. So yeah, as we start to wind down at the end of podcast one, we've talked about the solicitor apprentice route. There is also the training contract route. We are now recruiting until the 31st of March for our trainee contracts, solicitors for 2 years' time. So yeah, I would ask that you, if that's something, that route you are interested in, ask you to check out the website www.sintons.co.uk. All the information is on there, as are the links to our online training contract form, which you can complete if you wish to submit via that route. Obviously, we've talked today about the solicitor apprentice route, which is a different route. and Leah's experience there. We are going to be recruiting for a solicitor apprentice to, I believe, start in September of this year. And I believe that goes live on our website around the 25th of January. So if you're interested in that route, then keep an eye out on the website and there'll be a link there to submit your application online. So I'm going to give you just a little bit of information today about the training contract route, and I'm just going to do that. I think Nathan's going to cover off more when he talks about the solicitor apprentice route. I think by the time Nathan speaks to us, that will be open. But as the training contract recruitment opened on the 1st of this month, the 1st of January, I just thought we would just give you a little bit of information. So you can obviously find this all on the website. But if you are interested in joining, we'd love to hear from you. And we're welcoming applications from both LPC and SQE graduates. As I mentioned, you complete our online application form on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, anytime from beginning of this month, 1st of January, but before midnight on the 30th of April, 2022. So if you're shortlisted to the next stage of the assessment process, we will invite you to spend some time in the firm for a few days in June of this year. And this is always a great opportunity for you to understand and gain experience of what the role of a trainee solicitor is. And you've got qualified solicitors making sure that you are making the right choice that will be around you when you're here.
Yeah, I think that's really important, and that, you know, whether you're applying for the training contract or it's the solicitor apprenticeship route, I think it's really important that you find a firm that suits you as well. I mean, of course, you know, you're always going to want to impress every firm, but similarly, you know, you have to find a firm that's going to fit you, your personality, how you like to work. If you're somebody that, you know, wants to be that sponge and get involved in all of our business development, gets involved with all of our fundraisers and charity events, then, you know, Sintons is probably going to be a firm for you. But, you know, that might not be what you're after. You might want to, you know, kind of get your head down. You might want to, you know, be really focused about what departments you want and, you know, business development, you know, and all the kind of extra events that we do, that might not be something that you're interested in. So you should be looking for a firm that is going to fit those needs as well. So
100%. And obviously when you're here during that week in June, you'll have opportunities to talk to our graduate recruitment team and people across the firm. And we do appreciate it can be a daunting experience. So we do try out, our head of people services does try really hard to make sure the assessment week is as fun and as interesting and engaging as possible. And you get time to get to know and meet our trainees and our solicitor apprentices. So should you be successful at the assessment week and move to the next stage, the final stage at that point is in July of this year, and that would be an interview with the managing partner, Christopher Welsh, and our head of people services, who I've mentioned there before, who is Claire Atkins. And by the end of July 2022, those people who have been successful will be offered training contracts to start with us in September 2024, which will come round so quick. Don't know where the days and weeks and months go, hence so many years since I left school in 1992. That's pretty much all we wanted to speak about today. I've just kind of given you a whistle-stop tour there of the training contract recruitment process. But stress again, all on the website. There's real lot of information. There's a whole join us sort of section which has all the info about training contract recruitment, about solicitor apprentice recruitment. Yeah. It has some great bits and pieces around our trainees and getting to know them and all that is there. And plus there is a great graduate recruitment handbook which is on there. There's a link to there as well, which has a lot more information than we can probably fit in now. One final thing, we're going to be doing this left field question. We're going
it's
to ask
not left
this
field. It's the most important question.
Well, we're going to call it the left field question, and the left field question for Leah today, and like I say, we're going to ask this of everybody that comes on this.
Well, we're going to ask kind of different questions, aren't we? We're going to ask a different question to everybody that,
and they may not answer them, but we're going to ask them anyway.
We're going to force them to answer them and debate them, because they're really possibly life-changing questions. They're so important, and we just think that it should form part of our trainee podcast.
Okay, so then in under 15 seconds, Leah, I want you to answer socks and sandals or bare feet.
I I think I might have to go... I quite like a sock and sandal look. I know. I think I'm going to have to go socks and sandals. I have a really nice pair of sandals, actually. They might not look as nice with socks, but the thought of my little tootsies being out...
I'm not sure how we can improve on that, so I think we need to end on that.
Oh, come on, David, what do you think?
Absolutely no socks. No socks at any point.
What?
Absolutely not.
No. You're going barefoot?
I'm going barefoot.
I'm going barefoot. Oh, my God.
Episode 2 will be with you in approximately a week's time, where we're going to be speaking to trainee solicitor Ben McMurdo. So we hope you can join us for that. Thank you very much for listening from Leah and I.
Thank you.
Have a great day. And don't forget to check out that website. As if I haven't told you the web address enough, www.sintons.co.uk. Take care, everyone. Stay safe.
Take care. Bye.